It's time to go inside. Inside the stats. Inside the game. Inside the mind of Al Eschbach.
Hello!
Can anybody hear me?
It's Inside Sports on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And I'm back on this Monday afternoon. We got Tony back. Did you enjoy your vacation?
I'm not going to liken that to a vacation. I worked really hard during that vacation.
So you're not going to liken it to a vacation?
No, I'm not going to compare it to that.
Okay. At least Friday you had off. You didn't weren't out there Friday, were you?
No. I think like Wednesday we had the day off or something like that. There was one day where we had
Well, it ended a day early because, you won in two games.
Yeah.
And then in between there was a day. There were 2 days off during the whole thing.
Really needed. My feet hurt. They screamed at the end of the whole thing. It was intense.
Well, I mean, they set a record attendance-wise out there and everything. So, and you had great weather?
Yeah, the rain overnight really was okay, I guess.
Were there more vendors this year than before?
Al, I really don't know. I feel like there were, but that whole entire outfield, there was a little area back there where...
So how many vendors you think were out there?
Probably 20.
Wow.
21, 20, something like that, a little over 20.
Wow. Interesting.
It's a big deal now. It's incredible how big it's gotten.
Oh, no doubt about it. Now, how long you been doing it out there?
Over 15 years.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I can only imagine how big it's gotten just the last, like, 5 years or so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the stadium is beautiful.
Well, ESPN, that entire crew is there. It's really a major production.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool. I mean, Oklahoma City should be really proud of putting something like that on. I mean, it's really great.
And do everything they can.
He's done.
Yeah. And do everything they can to save it and keep it here.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? OU got a huge advantage when it's being played here. We could say everything, but even though OU is the best program, it's a nice advantage they have with playing there. Out there.
How about Alo? Jocelyn Alo, this girl.
Oh, just a freak. Just unbelievable.
She could hit.
They are. And then they got a commitment today from Alex Sikora from Michigan, right-handed pitcher.
What about the Wichita State girl you were talking about?
Her sister's going to Wichita State, so I don't think she's in the mix to come over here. So, but she will. I guarantee you, she will get somebody that's really, really, really good. There's no doubt about that. She will get somebody to try to. Yeah, say hey, come here. You be the next Alo, right?
Yeah, you. I mean, she's really good, though. Very unique in her. I watched some of the videos after a couple of those games on the internet, and she just murders the ball. Just torches it on the way out of the park. It's just crazy, Al.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's just unbelievable. She's going to come Oklahoma. So Alex Sikora out of Michigan,
finish your master's degree. I thought.
That's really cool. 2 years ago, she was in the fourth season with Michigan. She was 7.171 ERA, 901 strikeouts. She was already visiting OU on Friday. Isn't that amazing?
I thought I saw a picture with Alo and her and somebody else in Norman on Campus Corner hanging out. Something like that on social media.
I mean, that's just really, really insane. So, it's a great get for her, no doubt about it. Now, did you watch any good movies?
I watched this Anthony Bourdain documentary. You know who he is?
I have no idea.
He's a writer. He was a chef. wrote about being a chef. I think it was a bestseller.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch that. You know what percent I have of watching that, Tony?
I might have a good idea. Let me see.
0.0.
Yeah.
Anything else you watch?
I didn't really have time. Did you?
Yeah, I watched this weekend. I watched a new movie that came out Saturday on Netflix, Hustle.
Hustle. Should I know this?
Trey Young's in it. It's about this basketball player, foreign basketball player that was trying to get ready for the draft and prove himself. I wonder what kind of reception it's gotten. I enjoyed it. And he played a role that was so different than any, because he usually plays the comedy, and he just played this. I thought he played the role really, really well. Really well. Jennifer Lopez.
Really?
So,
what is she playing in this?
She plays a veteran stripper. What? No, this is something different. This is not the one I'm looking for. How do you forget that particular? No. Hustle. The movie Hustle, dude. Not Hustlers. Trey Young had a cameo in the thing. So, and other basketball players too. It was pretty well done, I thought, Netflix. Let me see what he got here. No, it keeps on bringing up. I'm putting Hustle, and it brings up Hustle. So I can't get anything about it, Tony.
Let's see. Atlanta Hawks guard Trey Young, Utah Jazz guard Jordan Clarkson, Milwaukee Bucks forward Chris Middleton, Aaron Gordon. All these guys are in it?
Yep.
Seth Curry.
Yep. Yeah. I thought it was a pretty... Then I watched a comedy that I'd never seen before. And it is big time funny. Borat.
This is the first time you've seen this.
It's the first time I've seen Borat.
Wonderful. It's quite funny, isn't it?
Is it not? It's unbelievable how it is a great comedic movie. I mean, is it not?
I agree. This is the second time I think he's done. These people put in these situations, the two guys in the house, in the forest, or the lake house, or whatever. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it would just... And then it starts out, you know, he's kissing this beautiful blonde, and he goes, and that's my sister, like... and the way he talked, and Eric, what a funny movie that is.
And some of that is, like I said, the people are putting these weird situations. When he goes to the rally, do you remember that? And gets up on the stage and sings?
Oh, he goes to the, sing the national anthem at a rodeo.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And he sings at Capscana, whatever country he's from, he sings that, and they start booing him and everything. And then he gets, he's trying to get comedic lessons. He's trying to get, fit in like with food. It's brilliant. I mean, it is unbelievable. It is so slapstick, so funny. I mean, it is just, it's amazing, amazing. It got really good ratings too, Tony. I mean, the response on it, because I checked it out. Yeah, is that the only, they never did a sequel to that or anything?
That's what I was going to ask. In 2006, they did the original. Then 2020, he comes out with the follow-up. You got to see the follow-up, Al.
Okay, I will. So yeah. What's it called?
The subsequent movie film or something like that.
It's just called the subsequent movie film?
Yes, Borat subsequent movie film, yeah.
Okay, I will. So it's really funny too.
Oh yeah, and I thought you were watching the second one.
No, I watched the original.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
That is just it's just hilarious. And then, since you've been gone, I started a new series. Somebody called in when you were working with me and told me to watch it, and I'm watching it, and I think it is great. Not good, great. It's called Barry.
Barry.
On HBO.
I maybe have seen...
Good, Google it.
B-A or B-E?
B-A, like Barry Switzer.
Okay. And somebody called in, huh?
Yep.
Barry season three. They're, okay, Bill Hader.
Yep. Okay. And Henry Winkler.
Mark depressed, low-level hitman, Barry Berkman seeks a way out.
It's hilarious.
I got to think with
dark comedy. Yeah, I first time I tried to watch it, I didn't like it at all. I watched six episodes at once,
and finally it came around for you, or
no? I couldn't get away from it. Okay, it was so good.
That's great, Barry.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is this old? Is this old?
No, they just finished. I think this week, season three. When did it? So I think it's 3 years old.
Yeah, 2018.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it is. And again, they're a half hour, so you can binge them. It's just, oh my, it is hilarious.
And yeah, Bill Hader's pretty funny.
This was just, it is. And Henry Winkler plays a great role as a drama teacher. So, yeah, I've watched some pretty good stuff. Absolutely. Anything on your neighbors now?
Yeah, I think the other fence on the other side of their backyard is blown down now, so it's become their problem.
So now what? The fence on the other side, not between you and them.
Correct. Yeah, it's since fallen down, and I guess it's going to be in disrepair for the next year.
So is there somebody else living on the other side there?
Yeah. I think it's two girls, two roommates. They live together. I don't think they're going to let it happen. They got dogs, you know? You can't let a fence be down.
No, no, no.
So I don't know how that's going to go down.
So when did this happen?
A week ago, I think.
Really?
The start, yeah, right before I left. I don't know what blew it down, but it's down.
Wow, so you can see all through there, huh?
Yeah.
So what's she having up yard?
She has nothing. Nothing in the backyard. She doesn't hardly ever come out, I'm telling you this.
Now, what, you know, is it mowed well back there? Is it a big backyard or a small backyard?
Yeah, I think she has her son or some kid come over. He came over yesterday and proceeded to clean his lawnmower out of my yard. And it's still there today.
And you don't say anything to
him. Well, there was no glowing. I couldn't at the point. You know, the kid was working hard. It was 800 degrees outside. I'm going to go out and just admonish the
kid.
You know?
Okay. What a nice guy you are.
Hey, you know. I mean, that's... Try to keep it simple.
Any news on the other side with the other neighbors?
And none to break. Nothing to tell of.
I got a song for you. See if you can guess it. You'll never guess it, but go ahead. It's a great song, and it fits your situation.
I think it
fits your situation perfectly.
To a T?
To a T.
All right. I think I have this.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Now, I'm working with the new equipment here. I've worked pretty
well.
Okay,
I'm patient.
Far. All right.
Got it.
It does fit my situation for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle with you.
Isn't that great?
It fits it perfectly. She's the, what is she, the Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clowns. That is absolutely. By the way, have you seen the new Batman?
I've been holding off on watching this. I need to watch it.
I'll probably watch it on the plane going over to Thailand in 30 days.
Oh, it's a month already, huh?
Absolutely.
Boy.
Yeah. I'm not as lucky as you taking all the vacation time that you did last week.
Take the vacation time to work harder, huh? Hey, they stopped the COVID international testing stuff. I thought of you over.
Absolutely, yeah. Come back in the country, you don't need to get it anymore.
That's great.
Yeah. What a pain in the butt that was.
I bet so.
Yeah. We got stuff going on. We got the NBA, Tony, tonight. Huge game five. Absolutely huge, huge, huge game five. Got the NBA draft next Thursday.
10 days.
I know. We got OU baseball playing. What a spring sports that OU had. It was just off the charts. I mean, my goodness, just incredible. OU in Texas, just incredible. So, OU playing Texas A&M in the College World Series. You been to Omaha?
Never in my life.
You know what? It's not a bad city. Now, you have to go there like during the spring or summertime. You know what city it reminds me of? Reminds me a lot of Kansas City.
Well, that's interesting. I've never been to Kansas City either.
You've never been to Kansas City?
I've never been there, Al. Never.
Oh, my gosh. Give me a song, please. Oh, my goodness, dude.
Kansas City Mo or Kansas City?
Just give me a song. It's the easiest I've ever asked you. Yeah, yeah.
On to Kansas City.
Imagine what, you know, that a song I did for tourism for the city. Right? I'm serious.
You think they kick back Wilbert any cash?
Well, I just think that people, when you get a song that talk about a city, it brings up fascination about the city.
Well, especially if there's ladies like that, you got to get up there, right?
I mean, like when I went to San Francisco, did Tony Bennett sing it? Are you kidding me?
That was
my goodness. Yeah. Get some Kansas City. Wait, a bottle of Kansas City wine. I think I had some Kansas City wine when I lived up there. Okay, we're going to get back, take phone calls. That is what we are doing. So you got to light the lines up. We're going to talk. We're going to have fun. The weather out there is really, 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 really hot. And it's going to be really, really, really hot for a while. But anyway, we're going to have fun. Let me tell you about Park Ridge Medical Clinic. I mean, it is absolutely big-time place and one of the only clinics in Oklahoma to use acoustic wave therapy, a new, safe, effective breakthrough solution for treating those struggling with ED. Park Ridge Medical Clinic only uses the most advanced, most powerful version of the new therapy. Give them a call, 405-839-7000, 405-839-7000. We'll be back to take your calls after we do this.
We're still live and local on thesportsanimal.com. Tell Alexa and Google to play WWLS The Sports Animal and listen on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Odyssey apps. And, of course, we're always on the radio dial at 98.1 FM and 930 AM. The Sports Animal, streaming to wherever you are. Driven by Valvoline. Instant oil change. Quick. Easy. Trusted.
Listen to any show anytime on demand with WWLS podcast at thesportsanimal.com. I'll get the Sports Animals Total Dominance Hour podcast lined out. We'll post that for you before we get out of here this evening. I know there's a lot waiting on it. There are. You can download entire shows, highlighted interviews, or segments, and get caught up on your own time. Bookmark thesportsanimal.com. Click on the Sports Animal podcast page, and boom, you're there, all right? Wherever you get your podcast, make sure you listen and subscribe. Lee will talk to Al Eschbeck on the Leader in Sports, 98.1 FM, WWLS, next.
Hey, we're back. You know what I'm seeing today, Tony? What was the bump music I had with the word dream in it? Like a year ago.
Dream. Wow. That's a good question.
It's going to drive me nuts.
I'll think of it.
Okay. Let's get phone calls. We got some lines open. Let's get them filled. Let's talk. Again, a lot of things going on in sports. Huge, huge game five tonight, the NBA playoffs. And the draft coming up next week. Wow, next Thursday. See, all kind of things. I've seen the Thunder. Most people have them drafting Holmgren. I've seen some that have Jabari Smith wind up in Oklahoma City. I've seen one that has Jane Ivey winding up in Oklahoma City. So it is absolutely huge, huge, huge. Let's go to Lee. Tell me, please, Lee.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing, Lee?
Pretty good. You know, one thing I noticed, this is my second time I called Friday, and it doesn't do that beep. Whenever you guys did a little beep, but now it doesn't do a little beep, like on the new phone system.
Oh, really? But okay, anyway. Good. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's like a, it was a good signal to let you know if you... But, hey, Barry, what do you think about that? Barry,
it's great. I think it's great. I think it's great, man. I mean, it's I think it's really, really, really good.
I've been thinking about watching it, and it's built. You know, he's from Tulsa. He's a Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think someone told me that. I know. Yeah. Someone called. Yeah. I watch it, and I got addicted to it. It's unbelievably good.
He's hilarious on a bunch of – I think he was on SNL. And he's in a bunch of different movies and stuff. But I got to watch that.
Oh, yeah. It just finished season 3 last night. I'm through like 7 episodes of the first one.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I gotta definitely watch it. And Tony, it's great to have you back.
Thanks, Lee.
Like, just to say, I think there's a... Like, I like Sam and all the, you know, some of the different feelings. But Tony is just... exceptional. I like Tony.
Cheers.
And I got to say that Tony he's a drummer through and through, because he doesn't go and just ask his neighbor, hey, what you selling here? Just walk up and ask.
Tony's stuck in the middle, man. He's stuck in the middle.
He's not a front man. He's not like the guy that interacts with the crowd. But... Oh, there was something else I was going to talk about.
What is it?
I had a question about.
Yeah, what?
The Thunder draft and with the trade. Like, do you think that they're going to do any sort of weird, like, number 2, the number 12? Like, they traded the number 30 pick. And
what do you think
they're going to do?
I think they're going to wind up with Holmgren at number 2. If I had to guess, that's what I think happens.
What do you think about that guy? Like,
I think he's really good. I mean, number 1 high school player in the country a year ago. 7-1, yeah. Can block shots, shot 39% from 3-point range. I mean, so.
And they can put him in the training regimes and get him bigger, you know, and get him a little bit more.
Sure, get him stronger. No, yeah.
Everybody said the same thing about Kevin Durant when he was, how little he was, the skinny he was, and so tall.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, Hogan's a little bit bigger than him, but I like to see him. I like the fact that he's a rim protector, a shot blocker. I think you get him bigger and stronger. I think his ceiling is really high.
But they haven't had that for
since Ibaka.
Forever.
Ibaka.
Yeah. Yeah, Ibaka is like a
so. Lot. I mean, can you believe that?
Ibaka, that we used to call him.
I mean, so.
But, I mean, do you think they're gonna tank again? Like they're gonna do? Or do you think they're gonna?
Oh,
if I
had to guess right now, I'd probably say tank, but.
But it probably depends on how the draft works out.
Well, how those guys work out. But I'd like to see them. I don't want them to be mediocre. Okay, let's go. And then every year, you're going to think, maybe we can finish 8th or 7th. I don't want that. If you can tank again and get a top 5 pick next year, so be it. Do it.
Okay, so now I remember a specific thing. You guys were talking earlier about candy and like Twizzlers and... You know, all that stuff. So there's a type of Twizzlers you can get. And if you go to the store and you're looking for Twizzlers, there's this type of Twizzlers that's called, and I got a package of them right here. It's called Twizzlers Filled Twist. And it's sweet and sour. And it's cherry kick and citrus punch. So it's like, it's a cherry flavored one and kind of a lemony flavored one. And the middle of them, you know how licorice is hollow in the middle. Well, these are kind of stuffed with this cream in the middle of the licorice. Oh, my God. They are so good.
Really?
And they're two. Oh, it's called. And they have like an orange cream one. But the sweet and sour, the cherry and citrus in the package is red and yellow. So you can't miss
it. And what's it called?
It's Twizzlers. Twizzlers filled twists. And it's just licorice, you know. It just looks like normal. Okay. It's regular licorice, but they fill it with this, like, cream in the middle. And
really?
They're outrageous how good. You got to tell Jim.
Okay.
You got to tell Jim about these as well.
I'll look next time I go shopping, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Hey. All right, man.
I appreciate it. Take care. See, you're not a licorice guy, huh, Tony?
I'm not that black licorice. No.
The red licorice?
Twizzlers. That's about as far as I go. Even cherry licorice, I'm not a fan of.
Well, so you like the red licorice sticks?
Yeah, like Twizzlers. They have their own flavor. Strawberry, I think.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So you don't like the black licorice?
No way. No. No okay. way.
No licorice at all for you?
No.
What's that licorice shot?
Jaeger, and that's probably why I've really just... do not want any more of it.
You don't do any Jaeger bombs?
Negative. None of that anymore. Those days are gone.
Yeah, that's not a very good shot, to say the least, Jaeger. Not good at all. By the way, we got a new number. 405-900-WWS. 405-900-WWS. Jim had a hard time with it last week, Tony.
I did hear that. Have you even touched 460, the old number, yet? I mean, have you even... almost
no, I've not made one mistake on it.
Like a true pro.
It was just an easy 405-900. I mean, if it was, you know, like 832 or something like that, I mean, but 405-900, right?
Yeah, I get it.
So, those are the new lines that we have. By the way, we only have, Tony, 4 more weeks with this music, the bumper. It's going to be new. See, no, you just started yesterday, didn't it? Interesting. 405-900-WWLS. Lines are all open. Let's get them filled. Let us talk. Call quickly. We will talk. We also got the U.S. Open Golf Tournament going on this week at Brookline.
I'm surprised you guys didn't talk about Phil Mickelson in his comments about the league.
Oh, we talked last week about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the PGA is looking stupid on this thing. I mean, they really are. Dustin Johnson played last week. He's playing the U.S. Open this week. So there's going to be wind up maybe being lawsuits. But it's like, what you know, Taylor Gooch, Midwest City, Carl Ira kid. He's playing over there, getting $30 million, Tony. $30 million guaranteed.
I mean, if you can get it, right? Get it?
Yeah. Absolutely. What, Dustin Johnson, $120 million? You kidding me?
I don't think... you think the PGA blocks them out forever? You think at some point down the road they realize, hey, you know, we probably should let them...
If more keep on going right there, yeah, they're going to... They're going to have no choice to reverse field. And what Jim said, and he's right. I think some of these people are going to go, like, say, if DJ goes over there and says, hey, guys, hey, you don't have to, you know, it's easier. It's a lot more money. They treat you great. Like Taylor Gooch said, now I can spend more time with my family. Right?
Yeah.
Playing a lot less events, making more money. Isn't that a pretty good concept, Tony? Working less, making a lot more money.
It's beautiful. That's a great way to live.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I think it's, I love what they're doing. I really do. So let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on the animal.
Hey Al, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm good. Hey, you like sick and twisted movies, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever heard of the movie? People got up and walked out of it like it's screening in a summer session, but the house that Jack built, starring Matt Dillon.
What's it about?
He's a serial killer. And it's kind of like Dante's Inferno and the levels of hell and all that sort of stuff. But I think I've seen clips of it. It's brutal. But the very end, every time you sign off, the way the movie ends, they play the song Hit the Road, Jack.
Oh, beautiful. I love it. That's great.
But you got to check it out. You got to check it out.
Okay.
All right. See you.
I like Matt Dillon, too, Tony.
The house that Jack built.
Now, wasn't there a song by Aretha Franklin?
We talked about this at one time.
What was it, Tony?
Yeah, it is house that Jack built. That's
is
right.
It really?
Yes. Yeah. Let me see here. Interesting.
Wow.
You just pulled that out of the air, huh?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it's a pretty good song, too.
The Queen. Here we are.
Remember this house. The same old love in the house of Jack. The house of Jack.
That's good.
Remember this house.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
How there's a fence, Tony, eh?
Oh, yeah, it's still standing, though.
So how long do you think your neighbor's fence is going to be down? Give me an estimate on this.
I'm going to say 60 days. Yeah, over.
Even though they got dogs back there.
The neighbor just doesn't care. I'm telling you, they're going to be hard-pressed to get her to acknowledge that it's down.
I wonder if she liked the dog in the backyard.
I got a feeling she probably does. Just let him run free. Isn't that something?
Oh, while you were gone, you know what I saw on my back? A coyote.
They're back. They never left.
I mean, I never seen a coyote before.
I thought first you had time seen one before.
No, I never seen one. Nope.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
Just one? Yeah.
Just one. Wait, you want me to see a pack of them?
Well, that's how they travel.
Oh, this is just one. I mean, have you seen a pack of coyote?
No, but I've heard them.
Okay. And then, you're the one that told me that. You told me that. They run away from people. Yeah, you were still here when that happened.
Yeah, that's why I thought that you may have seen another one.
No, just that one. I wonder, don't they get thirsty during this weather with running and sweating and everything?
I would imagine so, yeah.
I mean, just think of it. And where do you drink your water? Where do you get your water from?
Wherever they can, I'm sure.
Wow. Interesting, huh? A life of a coyote. You ever wonder what a life of a coyote was like?
Yeah, sure. I watched it on TV. It was a cartoon. He never
Wiley
won.
Coyote.
He never won.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to go back. Big phone calls. Get some lines open. Let's get them filled. Let's talk. 98.1 FM. There is what's I'm going to tell you all about Park Ridge Medical Clinic. They are the ones that treat ED. No pain, no surgery, no pills. I mean, over 60 studies, including Cambridge University, Park Ridge Medical Clinic. Give them a call. 405-839-7000. 405-837-000. We'll return on 98.1 FM. There's what's animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk
is next.
Hello,
hello,
hello.
Call the sports animal and be a Johnny's charcoal broiler first time caller.
Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk.
All first time callers win a $25 credit on the free Johnny's app. Download the free app today. Johnny's, an OKC legend since 1971, with locations all over the metro.
The Sports Animal.
You can always connect with us on the Sports Animal Lucky Star Lines at 405-900-WWLS. Blake's got it down. He's going to talk with Al here in moments. But 405-900-WWLS, the new number. You can text your comments to the Trade Bros Heath and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line to opt into our Sports Animal Text Nation line. You can text Animal to 62582. When you want to text your comment, you can. You don't have to text Animal the following time. 62582. More with the legend, Al Eschbeck. Inside Sports with Al Eschbeck on the leader in sports, 98.1 FM, WWLS. The Sports Animal. A couple of lines open for you.
Johnny B. Goode. And I'm back. We didn't talk about it. How about Barry Trammell in the red light district of Tijuana trying to convert hookers to religion?
And he was the bodyguard in that area.
And he was the bodyguard.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All I can say is wow.
Me too.
I mean, how uncomfortable would you be? You know, I hear those towns are really, really dangerous now, Tony. The cartel and everything, and, you know, taxi cab drivers won't go over to Juarez anymore. I don't know, you know, I wouldn't think Tijuana's gotten any safe or whatever, right?
I haven't heard of anything glowing coming from that region of the world as of late with the cartels, as you said. Yeah.
I can't believe Barry Trammell. You know what? I was going to ask him, but I didn't. I was going to ask him if he saw a donkey show. So, but I didn't. That's pretty good that I didn't, right?
It held some restraint, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. It's exactly right. Now, you've been to Tijuana, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been there. Matamoros as well.
Yeah, it's like you're bragging about it, man.
I survived.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get to the telephones. Let's go to Blake. You're up, Blake.
Hey, Al. How's it going tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. Hey, caller earlier was talking all about candy and got me a little hungry. I was curious if you ever thought, you know, hopefully you don't ever end up on death row. But if you were, have you ever thought about what your meal request would be?
Well, it's like a question that Jim would ask. My meal request would have to be, you know, how good this person can do it. I mean, right? I mean,
you can get it from maybe wherever. I mean, some of the famous people or whatever supposedly have gotten it from, you know, certain restaurants and things like that. I don't know if they still do it to this day, but hypothetically, just, you know.
Oh, I might go with lasagna. A great lasagna. I mean, I forgot how good lasagna was when I was in the Philippines. This guy from Italy, from Rome, his restaurant and the lasagna was just so, so, so good. But, I mean, it's... I love steaks. I love roast beef. I love roast beef. Roast beef, it's probably a meat, it would be roast beef. Roast beef and gravy would be it probably. But then I love German food. So the pork knuckle I get in Thailand, and I love great chicken soup. That would be my soup. Dessert would probably be strawberry shortcake. My choice of drink would be a nice red wine. So
gotta have that vino.
Yeah, gotta have vino with it, especially if I'm eating Italian. So
sure, absolutely.
What would you want? What would you want? What is yours?
Oh man, that's a tough choice. I'm a big seafood and pasta guy too.
Lobster is pretty good.
I don't know. I might have a little sushi and some sort of steak. So, but probably some whiskey of some sort, something nice. Okay. I got a sports question for you now.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a little vacation planned this summer, going to the Bay Area, going to cross two ballparks I haven't gotten to see off my list. The one in Oakland, going to see it before the A's move likely. And I'm curious, not sure how many ballparks you've gotten to see in your lifetime, but what are some of the favorite ones you've gotten to visit?
The new one is Pac Bell. It is spectacular. I mean, that is without a doubt spectacular. The old ones, obviously Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium, Fenway and Wrigley. So the Pac Bell is really, I don't even know what they call it now, but it's spectacular. I've not been over to Oakland, but are you going in there in San Francisco? Okay. Okay, what will your last supper be, Tony?
I think a filet.
Okay.
With truffle butter and some mushroom risotto along with the Caesar salad, maybe pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, huh?
Yeah, with whipped cream and a cup of coffee. Yeah.
You're drinking coffee for your last supper?
Of course. I'd take coffee and like...
Drank wine, dude.
A scotch. I want a scotch.
Okay. That was such a gym question, wasn't it?
It so was, absolutely.
I mean, okay, you got one meal left.
I wonder what kind of execution style? Electric chair, firing squad, poison?
Ooh, that's... I don't know, firing squad. Although you're blindfolded, eh? I mean...
What if you don't go the first shot?
I mean, yeah. What about electric chair?
That's got to be hot.
What about poison?
Or the gas, where you just fall asleep.
Yeah, that'd probably be pretty good, right?
Right, I think that's got to be it.
I mean, yeah. Oh, how do I want to give me some gas?
I think it's agreeable, though, to the worst way to die would be like fire, right? In a fire?
Oh, yes. Drowning wouldn't be real good either.
No.
And I've almost drowned a couple of times. So.
What a helpless feeling.
Yeah, it is. It's really, 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 really helpless. Horrible, horrible. I'll tell you about Parkridge Medical Clinic. Great, most advanced, most powerful version of the new acoustic wave therapy struggling with people with ED. Best world of treatment, needle-free, surgery-free, drug-free. They treat the root cause of ED, not just the symptoms. So you can finally say goodbye to taking the pill and all the negative side effects that come with taking the pill for good. Park Ridge Medical Clinic, give me a call, 405-839-7000, 405-839-7000. Come back one more hour to take your phone calls. Don't forget our new number, 405-900-WWLS. We'll be back after we do this.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8. Here's the rules for WWLS, the sports animal. One winner per household every 6 months when you call the sports animal at 405-900-WWLS. We may put you on the air or record your voice and play it back later. By entering any mobile contest with WWLS, you will automatically be added to the WWLS mobile club list. Contest rules are available online at thesportsanimal.com. 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal. Home of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
One final hour. I'll be telling you all about Park Ridge Medical Clinic. Lines are all open. Our new line, 405-900-WWLS, 405-900-WWLS, they're all open. What do we got for our text line, Tony?
There's a question about the Big 12. If the Big 12 is changing the deal with the teams by bringing in four more and changing the payout, why can't OU and Texas leave at the same time?
Because they're under contract to the Big 12. It's that simple. And they're under contract. And if OU and Texas leave, the Big 12 will not get as much money. Okay? The TV contract will be less. So, and trust me, OU does not want to go right now. They don't, you know, you have fans that want to go. They don't understand OU is not ready for the SEC in football yet. They don't want to go in. They want to go in and get their feet on the ground, have Brent Venables' feet on the ground and everything. And but I tell you what, though, the SEC, OU and Texas have been unbelievable in spring sports. I think any schools in the country have had the spring sports like OU and Texas have had. Just going to really add to the SEC and hurt the Big 12, which will then be the big He'll be in the Big 12 then. They'll actually have 12 teams in it. So, you know what's going to be kind of neat, though, Tony, in 23, not this coming year, but next year, to see those other four teams coming into the league? Don't you think?
I agree. Yeah, we've always wondered what it would be like to have some new teams into the Big 12.
So we'll have, BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, Central Florida. I think that would be kind of cool for a couple of years. And then in 2025, we will see OU and Texas in the SEC. Let's see what we got here. OU plays at 1 p.m. against A&M Friday. 1 p.m. The game has been set in Omaha in the College World Series. I can't believe you haven't been to Kansas City, man.
I just never have had. I've never been that part of the country. I've never been there. Just never been there.
So you've never been north to Alaska?
No, nor have I been to Nebraska either.
Well, Kansas City's a great city, man. I mean, it's. I like it. Like, compared to Dallas, I probably like it about 30 times better than Dallas. Well, so much cooler than Dallas. So much.
What is the draw in Kansas City outside?
It's pretty. It's really got hilly. They got some great nightclub areas. You're not going nuts with traffic. It's not a big plastic city like Dallas is. It got character. It got great restaurants. It got, like I said, it got the plaza. It got the Westwood or West Park. Is it Westwood? It's West Park. And then it got, I think, the new area where the arena was built out there. Really, really, really cool. It is you like Dallas?
I think Dallas, there's some good things about Dallas, but it's not overall somewhere I just yearn.
The traffic is ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness, it is. Yeah.
I mean, to me, Dallas and L.A. and Houston, three cities are alike to me. All big plastic cities with nothing but traffic. I don't see a lot of charm. You're right. They're a place to go. Anywhere you go, they're going to be a place to go. But it's not a lot of charm. You ever want to go back to Tijuana? You might call Barry Trammell up, and he can say a place where you might want to go.
He talked about wanting to go back earlier. Did you hear him say that?
Did he say he wanted to go back?
Can I go back to Tijuana? He did, yes, off the air.
Oh, song, Tony. I got confidence that you're going to nail this.
Yeah, I think I might.
I feel really, really good about this.
There we go. Oh, boy. They've added some new things inside. Here we go. Here we go.
Nailed it.
So here we are in the Tijuana jail. Ain't got no friends to go up in.
I don't think Barrichello is going to wind up in the Tijuana jail, huh?
Not anytime soon.
Oh, my gosh. He really said he wanted to go back to Tijuana.
However, if he did have to throw some bodyguard moves in there, you know, who knows what had happened.
Dude, those other guys would gun him down. Or, I mean, right?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. That had to be a tough job. Okay, you got to be a bodyguard?
Scary, really.
Really? No, I totally agree. It's been years since I've been at Tijuana. How long ago has it been you being in Tijuana?
It's probably been 10, 12, something like that, maybe.
I wonder if our man Roger goes to Tijuana. He's up in L.A., though. He ain't in San Diego. So what was it like then when you went, the last time you went?
I mean, it's rugged. It was still pretty rugged.
Yeah.
You didn't want to let your guard down.
I still can't. Can you believe no one's screaming, losing it?
That's crazy.
I know. Tom Cruise and Shelley Long.
I mean, you would think after what this Top Gun thing that they would
no doubt
stream any Tom Cruise flick.
And it was a pretty funny movie. I thought it was very funny, as a matter of fact. But Tijuana. I mean, now what was Metamorphosis like?
A little bit more rough. I mean, it's kind of the same. It looked exactly the same to me.
Okay.
A little bit dirty.
Yeah, I don't. When I was married, we once spent Christmas Eve in Juarez at a Chinese restaurant. I don't lie about this, Tony.
On Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we're down covering the OU was playing in the Sun Bowl in El Paso, I think, on Christmas Day. And so we went over to Juarez. And see, women like to shop, right? So they think they're going to get bargains in a border town, right?
Right. I thought you were going to say that you were going to take them to the shopping metropolis that is Juarez.
I mean, no. I mean, let me ask you, is there anything more painful for a male to walk with a female when she's shopping?
Maybe getting to the checkout where we got to pay for everything is the most painful.
No interest at all.
What if they're going to buy you clothes? Are you interested in like trying on the clothes?
No, I don't want them to buy me clothes. Okay,
it kind of makes me a little bit more infuriated.
I have my own taste in clothes. I remember when I was married. I remember Dayan. Well, when we were dating, I go, "Oh, you dress so well, man. You're just incredible." And then you know, a couple of years in the marriage, well, you don't get that doesn't look good. You got to change. You got to do this. I mean,
she ever buy you clothes?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You wore.
She did a good job. She did a good job with buying clothes.
All right.
Yeah. So, but I'd rather buy. And when I go shopping clothes, Tony, I'm bing, 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 out. It might be 15 minutes, with 20 minutes be the longest. If I want to buy like 2 shirts or a pair of shorts, whatever. I mean,
a man that knows what he wants goes right in.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm the same way. I don't like to drag it out into hours or none of this.
And I used to do a lot of times like when shopping, I just try to find a bench. Go ahead, you just come back and get me when you need me. So, yeah. Shopping was a painful thing for me. Really, really, really painful. 405-900-WWLS. Taking your calls is what we are doing. Hall, you're up, Hall. Hall, you are history. What, you there? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, it must have been a connection problem. Hey, just seeing how you're doing, I got back from Kansas City just recently. I used to live up there, you know, and some of the things they were asking about what to do up there, there's the sandstone out of Bonner Springs. There's a Starlight Theater down on the plaza. I worked for Harry Starker's restaurant and went up there. I'm living down in Davis. We've talked before. My mom and dad were killed in that plane crash at OSU. But anyway, we went up there for the Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills.
Oh, man. My gosh. Great tailgating. The best.
It was fantastic, man. And down on the plaza, I know you'd been there.
I love the plaza.
It's still there, the Grand Falloon Saloon.
Is it really? Oh, I love the place. And what was the what's the other place where, oh, that was out of Gunsmoke. What was the name of that, the saloon, Tony, in Gunsmoke?
The Long Branch, yeah.
The Long Branch. It's down at, yeah, so it's still down. The Long Branch is still there.
Isn't that something? And I went and got my boots shined up, and the same guys on that plaza do have the plaza shoe shine. It's Lewis and William. A couple of guys have been down there for 50 years shining shoes, and man, they for $12 they do a heck of a job on your shoes. It's fantastic. But yeah, the other thing that you didn't mention, I don't think, about Kansas City, it's the city of fountains. You know, there's just fountains and sculpture and architecture everywhere. It really is a beautiful town.
It is so. So where did you live there?
I lived there in the 80s when I was managing Harry Starker's restaurant on the Plaza.
Okay.
There was P3 was down there, Plaza 3 restaurant, and Fred P. Ott's for the best hamburgers in the world. But, yeah, the fountains, it was great with the Spanish.
You're right. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And then not too far, you know, you had Westwood.
Westport.
That's a great area. I mean, it's just so. Oh, I love it. I mean, Kansas City and all the barbecue restaurants up there.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, and then the ballpark. You know.
Now let me ask you: was that restaurant on the corner called Plaza 3? What was that called?
Yes. That was it. P3. We called it P3.
Okay. Oh, I had lamb there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and steak fries.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh. Hey.
You brought back some great memories talking about Kansas City.
It's a great place. Hey, thanks, man.
All right. Thank you.
Gee, you should go sometime, go up there during December, Tony, and the plazas, what all the Christmas lights and everything. Aubrey would love that.
So it's like good during the holidays, huh? They do.
It's incredible during the holiday. The Plaza area is unbelievable. It is so cool. Aubrey would really love it. It's not a bad drive up there. About 5 hours drive up there.
About a Dallas length, right? A little longer.
Yeah. You think you're getting an electric car now with all the gas prices?
I had, but I can't find one.
I mean, you think they're making money now, Tony?
Oh, my goodness, and laughing the whole way.
Yeah. I mean, now you follow this stuff. When are these prices supposed to go down? Or are they? They keep going up.
Everything that I've seen and read, nobody has an end in sight for these things.
What's OPEC charged for a barrel now?
Was it 100 there for a while? I'm not sure what today's price. Let me see.
What was it last year at this time? You have any idea?
Barrel of oil. Hey, let me see.
It's great for the sake, though, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. If you, let's see.
The people price. Know it's not.
120? Is that right? 120? 120 a barrel?
Oh, God. What was it last year at this time?
Below, obviously. 76, yeah. Around 76.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Just insane. But yeah, I would think it's just really, 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 really crazy.
And it's beautiful hard, people. Too. It's really hard.
Yeah, no doubt. It's got to be very, very difficult for people. Yeah, and it keeps on going up and up and up and up and up. I mean, you don't see it going down at all. So, not good news about the gasoline these days. Let me tell you about something that is very good. Park Ridge Medical Clinic. Tell you about them. They got the most advanced, most powerful version of the new acoustic wave therapy. Best of all, their treatment needle-free, surgery-free, drug-free. They treat the root cause of ED, not just the symptoms, so you can finally say goodbye to taking the pill and all the negative sides. Park Ridge Medical Clinic, 405-839-7000, 405-839-7000. We are going to come back. Take your phone calls, 405-900-WWLS on 98.1 FM, WLS, The Sports Animal. 900-WWLS on 98.1 FM, WLS, The Sports Animal.
We're still live and local, Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us.
This is Matt Pinto. Check out the latest edition of the Thunder Full Court Press at the podcast page at thesportsanimal.com. The Sports Animal.
Future Con at Remington Park Saturday and Sunday, June 25th and 26th. Meet celebrity guests, pro wrestling legends, enjoy live music and more at this family-friendly event. For more information and tickets, you can go to their website, OKCpop.com, for Pop Culture Con at Remington Park, June 25th and 26th. Brandon and Sooner Paul talk to Al Eshbach, Inside Sports with the legend, the Hall of Famer, now.
Good song, isn't it, Tony?
It got some pep to it. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a real street in Philadelphia, by the way.
And do the hippies hang out there?
They used to.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Okay, let's get the phone calls going. Let's go to Brandon. Talk to me, please, Brandon.
What's up, Al? How you doing tonight?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, brother. Another day above the dirt. You know how that goes.
Totally how it goes. Absolutely.
First off, I want to start. I know you've been told a lot. Congrats on Hall of Fame, everything like that, man. I enjoy the show. My son enjoys the show all the way throughout the day, any part of the day. So you guys do a good job.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a problem. So I tuned in after work and heard you guys talking about the fuel cost and things of that nature. You know, oddly enough, I actually work in a service facility for car dealership in the metro area, and a lot of the tow truck drivers have come in and said their influx of pickups for running out of gas, people just trying to make it to work, has increased by almost 100% for various different tow truck services. So people are out here really just trying to get by now. It's unbelievable.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
It is.
So, well, hopefully it'll get better. Can't get much worse, right?
No. Yeah. As your guy said, there's no end in sight. Who knows? Unfortunately, that's what we have to live with. But I also just wanted a little bit inside off the radio. I'll take here, man. What do you think about the MLB and who do you think's going to take it?
Okay. Right now, the Yankees are just unbelievable. Judge is off the charts. Let me see his stats right now. It's crazy how good they are. They're not striking out quite as much either. Let me get it right here. Aaron Judge, 48 ribbies. 24 home runs. That is unbelievable. That is just—it's incredible. Rizzo got 15 home runs. Stanton has 13. Torres has 12. They are on fire. It is just they are really, 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 yeah, that's amazing. Aaron Judge, 24 home runs already this year, just in June as we hit to the middle. Imagine Wednesday, we're midway through June, Tony. Is that not unbelievable?
It's so fast. It seems like we get more cold weather than we do warm. Is that what it feels like to you?
Well, we don't get enough days of 80. We did last week, was really, really nice. Now all of a sudden, got every day in the 90s. It was just ridiculous. It is just. There's no cloud cover either.
Oh no. There's a breeze, but it's hot air.
It's just ridiculous. Let's go to Sooner Paul. We got a couple lines open. What's up, SP? Oh, okay. Call 405-900-WWLS. Call quickly. We'll talk quickly. Game 5 NBA playoffs going to be starting a little bit. I tell you, Steph Curry, he's one of the most fun players I've ever seen play the game. He is just unbelievable. And it's just, I didn't understand why people said, well, this guy, and people, when they were talking about the best player in basketball, they wouldn't mention Steph Curry. Are you kidding me? He is so fun to watch. Some of the shots that he hit, It is just unbelievable. Yeah, we got the U.S. Open. Let me see the grades on the Thunder Nuggets trade. Let's see what we how CBS grades the trade. Okay. Trade for the Nuggets. Trade seems a little to make a little more sense for the Nuggets than it does for the Thunder, though it's not really a needle mover either way. According to Wojciechowski, the move will save Denver a total of $20 million in salary and luxury tax, and they can use that money to upgrade in the roster around Jokic, Jamal Murray, and Michael Porter Jr. Green wasn't exactly a key contributor for the team, so the Nuggets could potentially add players who fit better. Plus, they add a late first-round pick this year's draft and two other second-round picks that could use themselves or package in a different deal. All they lose is the 2027 first-round pick, which is projected grade B for the Nuggets, the Thunder. It's tough to tell exactly what the Thunder move have in mind with this move. Perhaps they think that Green will boost his stock with them, and then they'll be able to flip him for other assets at the deadline. However, adding three picks in order to acquire Green seems slightly steep, even if the Thunder have an abundance of picks to include in deals. Given the fact that Green will be a free agent next summer, this clearly isn't a long-term play for Oklahoma City, which lends credence to the idea that it's planned to flip him down the road, grade C. So, not a big deal at all for Oklahoma City. I don't see them making any big deals. What they got to do is make a splash in the draft, which is a week from Thursday. Call 405-900-WWLS. Miguel, what's happening, Miguel?
Hey, Al. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, so real quick on Steph Curry, if the Golden State Warriors win the championship this year, Steph Curry will have just as many championships as Shaquille O'Neal. And I don't know if you saw the other day, but they asked Shaquille, does Steph Curry rank in the top 10? And I believe he does. He has literally changed the game by opening up the three-point line so much that, you know, now that's all it is three-pointers. Where do you think he ranks in all time? Top 10, or is he like top 15-ish?
Top 10.
That's what I think. 10. I think he's top 10. I think he's top 10 too, Al.
Because he's the greatest shooter in the game. That's not even an argument.
Ever.
Ever.
He could miss the next 500 three-pointers and still have a better shooting percentage over Ray Allen.
And they're not even – they're contested. I mean, it's unbelievable how contested some of these shots are. And I look and I throw – he throws it up. I go, no way it goes in, and then swish, nothing but net.
Yeah. It's crazy how good he is. And his dad was a really good shooter too, you know, but – hey, thanks for taking my call out.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to chime in and see if you thought he was top 10 too.
In point guard, the three great point guards in the NBA history, I think are Oscar Robertson, Magic Johnson, and Curry. I don't think it's close. I don't even know who else would be in there. You put Stockton there, but Stockton ain't near any of these three cats. So, by the way, Tony, I'm reading Winning Time, and I've read about 80 pages of the book. You know who they hardly mention at all?
Jerry West?
Jerry West.
Wow. He's amazing.
Jerry West wasn't even general manager of the team. Bill Sharman was. I mean, it is a great book, though, man. It tells them stuff about Jabbar, It is a great book. Totally different than the TV series, but I wonder there'll be a chapter about West in the book. I don't know. I mean, remember? Didn't they leave it like we thought McKinney died?
Yes, I thought that until I saw the next episode. I go, they killed him off right here with a bike crash.
I'm going to be interested because at the end, they portrayed him as a bad dude. Everything that you read in this book, this guy's one of the greatest guys of all time. And Wes Head, who they portrays a guy with a puzzling look, whatever. This guy seemed like a great guy that really knew what was going on also. I mean, they made this thing so Hollywood. And let me ask you, when is season two, conceived when season two was going to be, Tony? When it's going to air? I know they're working on it already. And it's going to be about Shaq, Kobe, Phil Jackson era.
I just got to think you've got to get some of that stuff right. Because it's...
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I totally agree with it. And if you rip Kobe, that he's dead now, Tony?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine?
No, I could not. There's no official release date, Al, for Winning Time Season 2.
Okay. The book is a good read. Now, it's a long read, but it's a really, really good read. I'm learning a lot of stuff. I go back to 1980 when I interviewed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the first time, and I mean, he scared people. He was just really, really, really intelligent, Tony, but he had some things growing up and everything that were not good. Obviously, really, really, I said really, really intelligent, but it's a good book. 405-900-WSS. Taking your calls. Craig, you're up, Craig. Craig, you're not there, Craig. Call, and we'll you like the new phone lines, Tony?
I'm getting used to them, but yeah, they're nice. At least you can hear them.
Have you had problems memorizing the new line? The new telephone number?
No, not necessarily.
It's really easy, isn't it? What's going on there, Tony? What are you doing?
I'm trying to work something here. Let me see here. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. You got it there? Let's go to Dan. You're up, Dan.
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening, Dan?
Oh, hey, what's going on? I was going to say, after, of course, this weekend with the Sooner baseball team, they really come up with some gems, you know, because Skip Johnson, you know, the coach and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
They've done a great job. They've done a great job. They peaked at the right time, and... you look at a program that had to sell their games. They're supposed to play Texas at home. Instead, they played them down there, and then Oklahoma State. Program struggle. Now you're going to try to build a new stadium. You do something in the College World Series. You're going to see some people donate money.
You better believe it, boy. Remember we were talking about that about the coaches and stuff like that, because the one clunker, of course, we had Schnellenberger. But I'll say Lincoln Riley. Now he was a gem too, because he messed up on his own. It didn't have anything to do with how much they drew in good coaches.
No, Lincoln's a good coach. He just didn't want to be here. He didn't want any part of the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, so that's I was just thinking about that last night. But you know, they're still trying to pull Auburn into it. About half the, they got six out of the eight teams are in the Southeast Conference or going to be. OU and Texas and the rest of the Southeast. So I guess there's
it's
good
crazy. Yeah.
Baseball tradition getting to be a start. And of course, Southeast
it's really, really, really good. Yeah, back when, like when Jim played at OSU, they were nothing in Southeast Conference, but they put in a lot of money, built really nice stadiums, and you got good high school baseball being played in that part of the country.
And even Patty is walking into it pretty good because Southeast Conference has been pretty good for a few years.
Well, yeah, the Big 12 was so much better this year in the Southeast Conference. With OU Texas, Oklahoma State were the three best teams in college softball this year.
Exactly right.
So
exactly right. Now they're going to come in there.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, I know. It's going to be crazy. Unbelievable.
See how Steph does tonight and see what's going on.
I'm ready. Okay? Take care.
All right. See ya.
Well, I tell you, that's something about Toby Keith, isn't it, Tony?
I was rather bummed to read that today. I really was.
You know, and I've seen him in the last few months and talked to him. I never had, obviously, any idea what was going on.
Well, he was keeping it under wraps, it appears.
Yeah. Well, he's a tough dude, right?
Yes, and he should get through this.
Yeah. By the way, it's a really nice article. You read yesterday on Mike Hosley?
Yes.
Wasn't that a great article?
Yes, and he's a great dude, Al.
Hosley's a great dude, and he is so talented.
Oh, my goodness, he is. He's got some
what he does with words when he's performing, it's just unbelievable.
Well, what he does to perform, let's not forget about that. I mean, the guy's playing multiple instruments.
Yeah, he is. That was a great, well overdue for Mike Hosty. Just such a talented dude, man. He is. He's so fun to listen to, Tony.
Oh, he's funny too. He's really funny.
You're right. He is funny. He really is funny. But man, he is talented. Now we're gonna go back. Take phone calls. Let me tell you before we do that, Park Ridge Medical Clinic. Park Ridge Medical Clinic, one of the only clinics in Oklahoma to use the acoustic wave therapy, a new, safe, effective breakthrough solution for treating those struggling with ED. And Park Ridge Medical Clinic only uses the most advanced and most powerful version of new therapy. Best of all, the treatment is needle-free, surgery-free, drug-free. They just treat the root cause of ED, not just the symptoms, so you can finally say goodbye taking the pill and all the negative effects. 405-839-7000, 405-839-7000. We'll come back with one more segment after we do this.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next.
Breaking sports news happens here first.
Let's get on this situation right away.
You've always heard it first from WWLS. The Sports Animal.
Please connect with the Sports Animal on the Lucky Star lines at 405-900-WWLS. That's the new number, folks. 405-900-WWLS. You can text your comments on the Trade Pros Heath and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. To opt in, text animal to 62582. When you want to sound off, 62582 is what you text. One more segment with Greg talking to Al Eschbach. It's Inside Sports with Al Eschbach on the Sports Animal 98.1 FM.
The Morning Animal.
Morning Animal. Can I just say, when it comes to that Top Gun movie, you are literally the only person who said, it's okay.
That's a guy, yeah. You were getting slammed on the Sports Animal Text Nation line, just so you know, Carrie. People loved that movie, so I'm just letting you know.
Sure they do.
They said, don't bash Top Gun, buddy. Exclamation
point. Who's bashing Top Gun?
You, buddy.
You are.
You are, buddy.
I haven't bashed it at all. These people with their text fingers, me not saying it's the greatest movie ever is bashing it.
Okay. That's right, buddy.
You're the only person I know on Earth who said that.
Pay it the proper honor it deserves,
sir. This is
sir.
The Morning Animals. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WWLS, the Sports Animal.
You got a text about where I ate in Kansas City, Tony?
Has Al ever eat at Jess and Jim's
Steakhouse? Yeah. No, I have not. Although they're great state houses up there, great restaurants, barbecue, everything. Kansas City is such a cool town. Let's go to Greg. Greg.
Hi, Al. Just have a quick basketball question for you. My boys are listening. If you had to pick only one and you only had one more slot on your team, between LeBron James and Steph Curry, who would you pick and why? And I'll take it off the air. Thanks.
Okay. If I had to pick right now, I'd pick Steph Curry. Why? He's younger, and he's a better player right now. Of all time, LeBron. Right now, Steph Curry. Okay?
Where does Kevin Durant fit in that?
I don't even want to talk about him. How about that, Tony?
I love that.
Yeah. My dislike for Kevin Durant will linger forever. Dislike for him and Lincoln Riley. Total dislike. Yeah, but we're moving up, Tony. It's going to be 6 years, July 4th, man, that Durant pulled the plug and left, pulled the plug in Oklahoma City Thunder.
It still seems like yesterday.
I know, you're right.
It does.
It's just, give me a song, Tony, before we leave. Let's see how, you've been really good tonight. Really good.
Man.
You struggling?
I might be. No.
Oh, I like the confidence. Like the confidence there. Yeah,
there it was. All right. Let's
got
see.
It. Beautiful.
I think I might. Come on.
Good.
The new board here is really kind of throwing.
You'll get used to it in a year or two.
Yeah, a couple of years would be good. Here we go.
Got it.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Sort of a depressing song, isn't it?
It kind of
it
is.
It really is. I mean, I always thought it was the depressing song, but it's still a great song. That's going to do it for me. I will return tomorrow at 4. Good night, Oklahoma.
Hit the road, Jack.
Ryan, pick up. Over.
98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal, is under construction. That's right. We are in the midst of building a brand new state-of-the-art studio to make the sports animal sound better than ever. But our engineers cut our phone lines, so we got a new number.
Grab your walkie. I'll call you when I get up there.
And the new Lucky Star line is going to be 405-900-WWLS. 900-9957.
No, it's not the 900 numbers Mark used to call when he was in high school.
Are you up for some late night conversation?
The new Lucky Star line is 900-WWLS. Why don't you tattoo it on your buddy's forehead?
This is a real tattoo!
900-WWLS. 98.1 FM. WWLS. The sports animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.